What's going on, sports fans? This is RW Full Court Press Podcast, Robert White Full Court Press Podcast. You know, it's about that time. It's football season coming around. We're done with basketball for right now. We got the Kawhi Leonard thing situated, the Paul George thing situated. Blockbuster deals, free agency, all this out the window. Russell Westbrook in Houston with James Harden. I don't think it's going to work, but it's just my opinion. If it ain't work with Paul George, why would you think it's going to work with James Harden? I'm just saying. When I seen that deal, I said, stop right there. This can't be true. This can't be happening. You got two guys that want to dominate the ball at the same position. You got one guy that's a alpha male, voices opinion, raw, uncut, I don't care mentality on the court, off the court, especially with the media. Mr. Russell Westbrook, which I don't mind. I like it. I love it. But then you got James Harden. Mr. I got to get mine. Isolation, traveling, offensive foul. Everything's about a three-point shot. Complains to the ref, whine. You know, we're just going to see what it is. Shout out to the LA Lakers, though. To me, they won the free agency. I thought it was the Clippers. At first, I said Brooklyn. Then I said the Clippers, once I heard Kawhi Leonard, what he did, the biggest heist in the history of the NBA. Can't be mad at him. But then the Lakers was quietly making moves. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Kyle Korver, Boogie Cousins, Danny Green. I like what the Lakers are doing. Shout out to Rob Pelinka and the LA Lakers, the whole front office. To me, they won free agency. And to me, they're coming out the West. But I want to switch over. I want to talk about the NFL right now. And, you know, I was talking to a couple people the other day. We were just talking about NFL running backs, the history of the NFL running backs. And I said, listen, in my top 11, I'm going to give you 11, not 10. I'm going to give you 11. My top 11 running backs of all time, which I seen, which I witnessed, just my opinion. But damn it, it's a strong opinion. It could be facts. Now, when I was talking to the guys, I said, listen, I'm going to give you 11 right now. Let me tell you why these 11, to me, in my opinion, is the top 11. And why Emmitt Smith is not in the top 10. Now, remember, this is my list. This is my opinion. But damn it, it's hard facts. Just listen very carefully when I give you these 11 men. I'm not even going to say Jim Brown. You can't say Jim Brown. He's out the equation. He's out. You can't compare this man to no running back. I mean, they made the man play in shoulder pads. He ain't want to play in shoulder pads. He ain't playing no elbow pads, no knee pads, no hip pads. The man was gangster. The man only played 8 years. 12,000 yards. I'm not even going to pick Jim Brown. You can't compare Jim Brown. No disrespect. Jim Brown's in a league of his own. Now, here's my top 10. My top 11. I apologize. My top 11. Now, I'm going with Walter Payton, Mr. Sweetness, number one. Walter Payton, one of the most physical, offensive running backs in the history of the NFL. 16,726 rushing yards. He only played 12 years. Sweetness. Sweetness, the name fits him. He was sweet. He was graceful. He did it all. Number two is Barry Sanders. Now, for you millennials, don't know who Barry Sanders is, YouTube him. Barry Sanders, ladies and gentlemen, only played 8 years. I'm sorry, 9 years. 9 years. He rushed for 15,269 yards. Barry Sanders. Y'all playing Madden right now? I believe back in 1992, I think he graced the cover of Madden. It was a commercial. He was named Cyber Barry. What he did that, I believe it was Ken Norton for the Dallas Cowboys, made him come out of shoes. And you know, back then, you got to tie your shoes tight and tape them up. And you was on turf, so you had grip. Man, Ken Norton do a 360 come out of shoe. This is Cyber Barry now. Got Barry Sanders at number two. Number three, Eric Dickerson. Pony Express, SMU, Eric Dickerson. Mr. L.A. Rams, Mr. Goggles, Mr. Alpinas. If everybody know about glasses, you got to know what Alpinas is. Eric Dickerson, planning Alpine goggles. Rushing, 1 year, 2,005 yards. I'm sorry, 2,105 yards, 1,821 yards, 1,808 yards, 1,659 yards. Eric Dickerson, I'm going to tell you about cutbacks. You ain't see a smooth guy do a cutback like Eric Dickerson. He could jump it and cut back. The smoothest running. It's like I said, it's like watching a pony or a deer. That's how graceful Eric Dickerson was. Number 29 for the L.A. Rams. Only reason went to the Colts, they didn't want to pay the man. John Robinson almost had a conniption. The owners did not want to pay this man. If you're talking about Walter Payton, you had to talk about Eric Dickerson in the 80s. My Lord, Eric Dickerson. Woo! Google, YouTube, Eric Dickerson. Millennials. Even grown men. If you forgot about Eric Dickerson, Google him. YouTube him. Please. My Lord, Eric Dickerson. I'm trying to tell you, wasn't nobody smoother than Eric Dickerson running that ball doing cutbacks. They could have won the Super Bowl, but they just ran into the 85 Bears. They ran into the 49ers in 84. You couldn't beat some team because it was all about Eric Dickerson. Quarterback was okay, you know, but the receiver's okay, but it's all about Eric Dickerson. Once you stop that run, you're playing against bullies like the Redskins in 87. Dale Grimlin beat them again, the 49ers. And, the San Francisco 49ers, the Chicago Bears, and the Washington Redskins. Eric Dickerson had to face them. Grown men defense. And them guys study film on how to stop that horse. They studied and they conquered. That's how they shut down Eric Dickerson. Number four, O.J. Simpson. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to say about O.J. Simpson. This man rushed for 2,000 yards. O.J. Simpson, nicknamed Juice. Graceful, smooth. O.J. halfback counter, you can forget about O.J. Simpson. He had that corner, you could forget about O.J. O.J. was cooler than the other side of the pillow. Say what you want to say, O.J. Simpson's a great running back. Hall of Fame running back. Number five, Marshall Faulk. First name Marshall, last name Faulk. Thy name is Marshall Faulk. They made a commercial about Marshall Faulk when he's with the Indianapolis Colts. It was similar to the movie Most Wanted. The man was getting chased by the world, the FBI, the CIA, the police. Your kid was called Marshall's Law. Marshall Faulk reinvented what Roger Craig started. Marshall Faulk in 1999, I believe it was the MVP of the NFL. He had 1,300 yards rushing and 1,084 yards receiving. Marshall Faulk. I remember watching Marshall Faulk at San Diego State. Back then, it was saying who's the best running back in college, Marshall Faulk or Garrison Hurst out of Georgia. Marshall Faulk came on late, 10 o'clock, you know, 11 o'clock over there. Georgia games is East Coast, you know, 8 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Marshall Faulk was putting up godly numbers in college. When Marshall Faulk got to the NFL, ain't nothing changed except the paycheck, the city he lived in, and the color of the jersey. Unstoppable Marshall Faulk. Number five. Gotta go with Adrian Peterson. The horse. That's his nickname, should be the horse. The man tore his ACL, came back, almost broke Eric Dickerson record. How the hell you come back off of tearing your ACL, rushing over 2,000 yards with MVP of the league? I ain't talking no more. That's enough right there, Adrian Peterson. I can't say no more. You seen him in Oklahoma. You seen him at Minnesota. I'm not saying no more. Adrian Peterson. Wait a minute. And the man still almost had 1,000 yards with the Washington Redskins. This is AP. The man go by two initials. AP. A period dot P. My goodness. Adrian Peterson. Number six. I got to go with Curtis Martin. Curtis Martin was underappreciated. Curtis Martin was a general. Curtis Martin put his hard hat on, came to play when he was in New England, came to play when he was the Jets. He was reliable. Number 28, Curtis Martin. Played in the Super Bowl. Lost to the Green Bay Packers. It wasn't like he wasn't a small part of that team. Curtis Martin's a big part of that team. Matter of fact, Curtis Martin's the most important player on that offense. Not Drew Bledsoe, not Ben Coles. It was Curtis Martin. Curtis Martin, again. I'm going to give him... Curtis Martin's nickname to me was the gentleman out of all running backs. He was the gentleman. Did everything the right way. Next, LaDainian Tomlinson. LT. What can you say about Mr. Texas Christian LT? First of all, LT only played 10 years. LT got almost 14,000 yards rushing. He got 13,000 and change. LT was a problem. It just so happens he ran into Tom Brady and New England Patriots a couple of times. LaDainian Thomas, Hall of Famer, top 10 running back, Mr. Consistency. It's a problem. Injuries slowed him down. You take with them injuries, you will get a 16,000 yard rusher, not a 13,000 yard rusher. Now, what I'm about to tell you the next person is this. Y'all might not agree. I don't give a damn. This is my opinion. But when I say this person's name, you can say, oh, he got a point. He only played 3 years. Bo Jackson. Let me tell you about Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson was a myth. A myth. If you ain't see Bo Jackson, if you ain't catch Bo Jackson, shame on you. Not the millennials, but people my age, people in the late 30s. If you ain't watched number 34 out of Auburn, Bo Jackson, football highlights. Forget the baseball highlights. The Kansas City Royals, Chicago White Sox. You talk baseball. This man was a freaking ninja. The first one breaking bats over his legs, climbing up the wall like Spider-Man, catching outfield catches. But you talk about football. Bo Jackson. Ask Brian Bosworth about Bo Jackson Monday Night Football. Ask the Seattle Seahawks in the Kingdom. I watched it, witnessed it live. I was a young puppy watching Bo Jackson. Al Michael was going crazy. Bo Jackson was a beast of nature. No steroids, no nothing. It was like God just dropped him on this earth, built like a brick house, an F-250, built for it tough. If it wasn't for that hit pointer, I believe the LA Raiders would have beat the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game. They lost 51-3, but Bo Jackson wasn't there. Bo Jackson was a problem like no other. Next on my list, Marcus Allen. Smooth criminal, Marcus Allen. Marcus Allen came in the NFL out of USC. Heisman Trophy winner. Super Bowl MVP. I believe he rushed 190 yards against the Redskins. They beat the Redskins 30-9. I might be wrong. It had to be 190 or 185. Marcus Allen was so graceful, like watching a ballerina. It was a shame what Al Davis was doing to Marcus Allen. Sitting this man purposely for some kind of dislike for him, I don't know. Marcus, the gentleman that he was, he ain't pout. Sat on the bench, even they brought Bo Jackson in. Sat on the bench. When Marcus left and went to Kansas City, joined Joe Montana. Still put up numbers. Still did what he did. Marcus Allen is the epitome of humbleness. Marcus Allen. Can't say no more about Marcus Allen. One of the greatest running backs ever. Next, Jerome Bettis, the bus. Man, let me tell you about the bus. I remember watching the bus at Notre Dame, number 6. I ain't never seen a man that big, that wobbly, so quick, so strong. See, there's a difference. Bo Jackson was built built F-150. Jerome Bettis wasn't built. He was a caravan. They gave him the right name in the bus. He was a caravan, though. But when that caravan was rolling, oh, my goodness, you can't stop that, man. Jerome Bettis, L.A. Rams, Jerome Bettis was a problem. Then he went to Pittsburgh. I'm talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers, Three River Stadium, Pittsburgh. I ain't talking about Hinesville, Pittsburgh. So I'm talking about Three River Stadium, Pittsburgh. The Steel Curtain. Jerome Bettis was a problem. When them wheels was healthy, there wasn't flat tires. Oh, you couldn't stop Jerome Bettis. You couldn't stop Jerome Bettis at all. It was the same later on in his career. Injuries took a toll on him. We get that. It was because of the hits he was taking. The hits he was paying out. It took a toll on him. I was so happy he won the Super Bowl when they beat the Seattle Seahawks. But Jerome Bettis is in his top 11. And those that think about this, I didn't even mention Thurman Thomas. I ain't mentioned Thurman Thomas, the Terminator, Buffalo Bills. Hell of a career. I believe he had over 11, 12,000 yards rushing. I think he played about 11 to 12 years. Thurman Thomas, the Buffalo Bills. Jim Kelly, Ian Jay Reed, you know, that whole offense. No huddle offense, had a good defense. Thurman Thomas was a big, he was probably the key to the offense, not Ian Jay Reed, not Keith Messillard, not James Lofton. It's all about Thurman Thomas. Now, everybody I just named, that's my top 11. I had to say 11, not 10. The reason I picked them over Emmitt Smith, they ain't have a line like Emmitt Smith. Emmitt Smith had the greatest offensive line in the history of the NFL. I don't got to say their names. You know who they was. Eric Williams, Stanovsky, Larry Allen, Nate Newton. You know who they was. Emmitt Smith did not get touched until 7 yards down the field. And I forgot to tell you this. He had a fullback, Moose Darrell Johnston. The running backs I named you ain't had no fullback. Barry Sanders ain't had no fullback. Eric Dix ain't had no fullback. Jerome Bettis ain't had no fullback. OJ ain't had no fullback. Bo Jackson damn sure ain't had no fullback. AP damn sure ain't had no fullback. He ain't need a fullback. Walter Payton had no fullback. If you think Matt Sue was a fullback, you lost your mind. They put Matt Sue in the goal line just to mix the offensive scheme. Everybody knew the ball was going to Sweetness. Marcus Allen had no fullback. Marshall Faulk had no fullback. Eric Dickerson had no fullback. All these guys put up gaudy numbers. Our formation. Emmitt had a fullback. And the greatest line in the history of the NFL. He had five buildings blocking for him. The biggest buildings in the world. Sears Tower. The World Trade Centers. He had the biggest guys blocking for him. And a fullback. And, you know, I can't sit up there, you know, it is what it is. It was what it was. You know, he couldn't help the fact that he was blessed with that kind of protection. But damn it, you gave Barry Sanders that line. First of all, Barry Sanders left the rushing title on the table for Emmitt Smith. Barry Sanders retired from football 9 years now. 15,269 yards, he left it on the table. Walter Payton had 16,726 yards. So you do the math. Walter Payton, 16,726 yards. Barry Sanders, 15,269 yards, and only played 9 years. He left the plate on the table for Emmitt to eat and take it. He ain't want to retire. But Mr. Ford and the Detroit Lions ain't wanting to get him out of his contract. He wanted to be traded. Wasn't going to win no more. And God bless us with Barry Sanders. He never was hurt. My goodness, he never was hurt. God bless us. This man played 9 years. I can't say no more. 9 years, 15,269 yards. I remember they had a game on Monday Night Football, ladies and gentlemen. 1994-1995 season in Dallas Stadium, the old stadium. Barry Sanders rushed for $1.91. They hyped it up, Monday Night Football. Barry versus Emmitt. Emmitt versus Barry. Number one versus number two. A versus number B. I don't know why they did all that. We all knew who number one and A was. Barry Sanders. And he showed us that night why he's the best running back in football. Why he's the best running back of that era, of that decade. Let's be real about this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be real about this for real. the Dallas Cowboys offense line, Dallas Cowboys offense back then. Troy Aikman in his career, no, not gonna trade me, Hall of Famer. 3 Super Bowls. Came out of Oklahoma, UCLA. Troy Aikman never threw for over 19 touchdowns in his career, folks. You know why? Because he had a running back and an offensive line and a fullback back there. Ain't no knock on it. Michael Irvin never quartered with 15 touchdowns or 14 touchdowns from Troy Aikman. You know why? Emmitt Smith in the offensive line. Darryl Moose Johnson, offensive line. And I get it. You get to the red zone, get the ball to Emmitt. Nobody breaking that line up. Get the ball to Emmitt. But again, Emmitt didn't get touched to 7 yards down the field. You give them other 11 guys I said, the offensive line, and a fullback. They had the same same amount of rushing yards as Emmitt. And they played longer. Emmitt Smith. Emmitt played 14 years to get the 18,355 yards. Barry only played 15,269. And Daniel Thomas only played 10 years, 13,000 yards. Eric Dixon only played 10 years, 13,259 yards. Marshall Faulk played 11 years, over 12,000 yards. Marcus Allen, you know, over 12,000 yards when he played 12 years. Curtis Martin played 10 years, 14,000 yards. You know, Jerome Bettis, all them guys, they didn't play long like Emmitt because they didn't have the luxury of a line and a fullback like Emmitt had. Again, Eric Dickerson. You give Eric Dickerson that line that Emmitt Smith had. Eric Dickerson rushed for 18,008 yards 1 year. The next year later, 21,005. Then the next year after that, 18,021 yards. Then a year and a half after that, he rushed for 1,659 yards. Eric Dickerson. Then he went to the Colts. I believe Eric Dickerson only played 10 years. 10 to 11 years. I believe. You imagine what AP would do to the line like that? You know, imagine what AP would do with a fullback? You see what AP do without a fullback and without a line. My Lord. Come on now, stop right there. Seriously, this is what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm telling y'all. Just listen. Let it marinate. If you don't believe me again, YouTube it. YouTube Emmitt Smith's career highlights. Then YouTube the other 11 men I said. Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, Eric Dickerson, LD, LaDainian Thomason, Adrian Peterson, Marshall Faulk, Marcus Allen, Curtis Martin, Jerome Bettis, Bo Jackson, O.J. Simpson. Honorable mention, Thurman Thomas. Just Google them guys' highlights. No offensive line. Not like Emmitt's. No fullback. Our formation. Our formation. You give any guy coming out of college with an offensive line like that, and they switched the whole formation with a fullback. Oh, that's 14 years guaranteed in this day and age. With all the medical things they got for these guys coming out, they get hurt. The medical treatment, the vitamins, the medicine, the healing process, the trainers. Oh, they're playing 14 years easily. People like Eddie George, injuries. Eddie George is going to be a Hall of Famer one day. Injuries took a toll on Eddie George. People like that. Shoot, even Ricky Waters. 10,000 yards. Mr. For who, for what? For, I ain't doing it. You remember that? Alligator arms, Ricky Waters. You know? But Ricky was a good running back. All pro, all purpose, backfield. You know, catch out the backfield, run. But again, that's my top 11 list. Why? In my opinion, they're better than Emmitt Smith. And why they ain't had the luxury that Emmitt Smith had. It's RW Robert White Full Court Press. Holla next time.